Hi, this is Kelly.
And this is Scarlett. Welcome to Hot in Arizona.
Yeah.
111. But did you notice today we got some clouds in the sky?
Yesterday, too.
What kind of clouds? Well, I didn't go outside. It was 120 yesterday. I'm not going outside.
Yeah, I saw
What kind of clouds those look like?
Those are big old thunderstorm clouds.
Is it in the forecast?
No.
What the hell? Why you tease us like this?
I know, right?
What?
Those are the beginning of monsoon clouds.
Here's hoping, man.
Yeah. You know, when you get those big clouds that don't do anything, but they like build up anyway.
But they sure look pretty.
They do look pretty.
Yeah, I love them.
Big and fluffy.
Yep, big and fluffy. I love big fluffy clouds. So it's new and exciting.
Nothing exciting.
Really?
I had a car wreck. But
oh, my God.
Nothing exciting.
That was horrible to wake up to.
Yeah.
When you sent me that text, of course, I was asleep. You sent me a text, you know, first of all, I'm okay. And then I sat bolt upright. I was like, what? Then you sent me pictures, and I was like, oh, God. That hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just hurt.
It did. I was really mad. I was on the phone with a friend of mine. And I was like, no. Shit. I said a couple other choice words. And it's a surreal feeling when you are like trying to stop and this vehicle is just coming at you.
Yes.
And you know you're going to hit it.
Yep.
And you're just waiting for that crunch.
All you can do is prepare for impact.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I did. And then he was like, say something.
Even if it's another curse word.
I know.
Say something.
And so I was like, son of a. And he's like, okay, I don't have to send the cavalry. So.
Yeah, that's horrible. Well, I'm sorry about that.
Thanks.
You have a cool rental, though.
A cool rental.
It's
nice
pretty.
Little SUV. And
yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Thanks.
That just sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It does. It's a pain in the butt. I mean, you know, it's, oh my gosh, to have to take your car in to get fixed and then drive around in the rental and make all these arrangements and fight with insurance companies, and it's just a huge hassle.
It is a huge hassle. Thankfully, my car was drivable.
Yeah, but even still, it was a lot of damage.
It was a lot of, yeah.
I mean, you were missing most of your front end there. Even though the tires went round, you know, they were naked tires.
Yeah. It was a $6,200 estimate.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah, it's,
thank goodness.
Couldn't open
insurance.
The passenger door.
No.
No.
Ooh.
Didn't notice that till my daughter went to get in it.
Yeah.
She's like, Mom, I can't open the door.
Get in the back seat.
Yeah, I had to show for her, you know. It was weird.
Oh, my gosh.
She went and wrote a little handwritten sticker that said Uber on it and stuck it on the windshield.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah. It was just not been a very good week, I'll tell you.
I am really sorry to hear that.
So, how was
really
your week?
My week was really good. Went and looked at some property.
Oh, right on.
Yep. Which was good to do.
Uh-huh.
Because that does help you to realize what you do not want.
Yes.
So, yeah. That was fun. And yes, it did help quite a bit.
Good.
To put things a little bit more in perspective.
Yep.
Yeah. It wasn't very, it was like, you know, it was only like 10 acres. But, you know, location is huge.
Uh-huh.
This was a no. Once we saw it in person.
Uh-huh.
On paper, it all looked great.
Yeah.
Even on Google Maps, I'm like, yeah, that's doable. No. Not in person. Not in person. I don't know when Google Maps was taken.
When I see pictures of that area, I'm like, where did they take these pictures? Because that is not what I remember.
Well, this was out west.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was far west valley. No. Nope. We're going to look east.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll look north. Colorado? I don't know. But no, this was a big old no. Which I was really hopeful. But anyway, I also did some shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also did some shopping. Found something really cool. Found a lot of cool things. Bought one cool thing. And, you know, I don't like shopping.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a big shopper.
Right.
Oh, so I'm watching Instagram reels, and this girl came up in them, and so now I'm following her. I don't remember her name. Okay, we're being attacked by tree pods. I don't remember her name, but she's funny as heck. She is probably like maybe 40. I don't want to insult her, but I'm going to guess 40 mm-hmm. could go either way on either side. But she loves her Dunkin' Donuts. And apparently now they have a mango pineapple drink, and she has discovered it goes very good with vodka.
Oh.
Yes, and so she is hysterical. But she was talking about how she just had her very first visit to IKEA.
Oh.
And again, she's about 40.
Mm-hmm.
I realize not everybody has an IKEA.
Right. Right.
They don't have them everywhere.
No.
We've only got one.
Right.
And that's in Tempe.
Yep.
So I can understand where there are people who have not been to IKEA.
Right.
It's hard for me to understand, but I get it. I get it. I went to an IKEA for the first time, I want to say it was more than 30 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In California.
Oh, I didn't know they had been around that long.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I say that because I did not have a child with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with my bestie.
Okay.
And with that husband, it would have been hard to have gone with my bestie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't like me around anybody.
Right.
So, and I would have had to have had a child with uh-huh. me because he would not have watched the child. So it had to have been more than 30 years ago.
Wow.
And it was out toward San Bernardino. So it felt like we drove forever to get there.
Uh-huh.
And there is this ginormous building. And my friend was like, oh, you're going to love this place. Now, looking back on it, that should have told me something.
Uh-huh.
But at the time, it did not. And so we go inside. And once you are in, you have now entered the maze.
Mm-hmm, yes.
There's no windows. No. At least not at this one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The doors were clear, but once you enter,
mm-hmm.
they're gone. Doors are gone.
Yeah.
You are now in the maze. You are now a rat trying to get through this maze. And IKEA is 25,000 square feet.
Yeah, I can see that.
Now, again, looking back, my friend was standing in front of me telling me I'm going to love this place, meaning she had already run this gauntlet
uh-huh.
and survived.
Right.
But at the time, we're about halfway through, and I'm thinking, this is a Twilight Zone episode. There is no exit. There are no windows. There are no doors.
Uh-huh.
We're following these arrows back and forth and back and forth. Nobody knows I'm here.
Uh-huh.
My family doesn't know where I'm at. Are we going to get out? I'm not thinking rationally.
Right.
I'm panicking.
Uh-huh.
I am panicking. And my friend finally had to say, it's okay. Just a little bit farther. We'll see daylight. It was a horrible experience. I did not go again for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. I did not go again.
At least the one in Tempe has windows.
Yes. Yes. And it does have windows in the front.
Uh-huh.
This one did not.
Oh,
this was the most scary thing I had ever been through.
What if they had a fire or something? Can you imagine?
I'm sure that there were doors galore
uh-huh.
behind the curtains. You know,
yeah.
I'm sure. But I seriously, this was the absolute worst experience of my life.
Wow.
Well, this girl on Instagram, she was saying that it was her first time going to IKEA. She had a panic attack
mm-hmm.
because she did not think she was getting out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, thank God somebody else felt that way.
Right.
Thank God, because apparently nobody else has ever felt this way. I don't know. It scared the bejeebies out of me. There was nothing in that store that was cool enough, pretty enough, cheap enough to make me go, ooh, this is great. No, I wanted an exit. I wanted it visible. I wanted it within sprinting distance.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have it. It was horrible. Didn't like it. So I have this love-hate relationship with IKEA. I think some of their stuff is cool.
Uh-huh.
I think, you know, I like going there.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I know where the exit is,
right?
I know that I can take shortcuts.
Yes.
You know, now I know where the shortcuts are.
Right.
I don't have to go through all this hullabaloo.
Right.
I can head, you know, straight through the office department there and bypass all this other stuff. And so I have this love-hate relationship. I look at this stuff and I go, oh, it's cool. But then, you know, that part of me that goes, why does anybody buy this crap?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Do you know what I bought last time I was there? A cell phone holder. Why do I need one? Why? You know what? Because it was like $6.
Yeah.
Little wooden cell phone holder. And now I am just kicking myself for buying them. Because I got one, you know, for my kids, too. What the heck? Everybody get a cell phone holder. Look, you sit it on your nightstand, prop it up. Woohoo! Isn't that cute? Why? What was the purpose?
No. Right.
Well, I saw this, I was reading an article that was put out by the New Republic. It was a March 2022 article about deforestation over in Europe.
Oh.
So, Romania, their logging season is like September through April.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. They have like millions of spruce and pine, oak, maple, beech, fir. And some of this is cut legally.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of it is cut down illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who owns a lot of hectares there?
Hmm.
IKEA.
Right.
Now, for those who don't know what a hectare is, 1 hectare, I think, is like close to 2.5 acres of land. And IKEA owns thousands of hectares. Hmm. Now, keep this in mind. Just because you own the land does not mean you get to do whatever you want with it. There are rules in place.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do things by the rules. So Romania is home to one of the largest and most important old growth forests left in the world.
Mm.
Some of these trees are between 100 to 500 years old.
Oh, wow.
During the industrial era, most of Europe was deforested. Romania was under communist rule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so honestly, that kind of saved them from this deforestation.
Mm-hmm.
So less than right now, because of the industrial era, less than 4% of EU land remains intact.
What?
Mm-hmm. It just amazes me. You know, they call it like the Amazon of Europe because it's going away as quickly as the Amazon that, you know, we've seen pictures, right?
Yeah.
We've seen pictures of this. So back in, you know, communism fell when? 1989. Communism falls. And that dissolved one layer of protection for this Romanian land. It made it now so that they could sell off this land, people could buy up this land. And then in 2007, Romania entered the EU. And that took away the rest of the protections for these forests. So what happens? Timber companies start lining up. Furniture builders start lining up. And they set up shop to start logging.
Mm-hmm.
IKEA is the largest individual consumer of wood in the world.
Wow.
In the world.
Hmm.
I did not know. I mean, I know that they're popular. People love putting that furniture together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I don't enjoy that. I have other people do that.
Right.
Here you go. Have at it. Have a good time. So, they are, what was I saying? That they they are the largest consumer. The largest consumer of wood in the world. They are going through this wood like nobody's business. And every year, their appetite for wood to build all this stuff raises by millions. Mm. It is heartbreaking. Romania's, they are Romania's largest private landowner. Mm. Which, it just amazes me when I think about it. So, here's where it gets kind of tricky, all right? You have these rules in place. It doesn't matter that you own this land. There are rules in place. And there are agriculture rules, mm-hmm. okay? It's just like with cows and stuff. You have mm-hmm. to go by the rules.
Right.
If you're going to sell milk or meat or whatever, mm-hmm. cows have to be treated this way. You can only do this many cows. You have to... Same with logging.
Mm-hmm.
You can only cut this many trees per year, whatever. So... Over 4 years, IKEA was cutting 38.6 million that had been harvested.
Mm.
Now, 38.6 million. The legal limit that they were supposed to do was 18.5 million. Million.
What the heck?
And these are cubic meters of land, okay? Cubic meters. So 18.5 million, they did 38.6. More than half of the forest over there is harvested illegally.
Oh my gosh.
Now, they have huge fights over there, okay? Huge fights. The agriculturalists,
mm-hmm.
the logging company, and even the government. I mean, when I say huge fights, people are dying.
Oh, my word.
People are dying. People who, agriculturists, of course, they go over there and they're going through the forest. They're taking pictures. They've got drones in the air and they're being killed mm-hmm. by loggers.
Ugh.
And the government is like, well, yeah, they shouldn't be doing that.
Ugh.
Yeah, well... Yeah, maybe we'll... There was like a group... There was like a dozen people that had attacked these three reporters. They were reporters slash agriculturists. They were doing this forest story. They attacked them. And out of these dozens of people, that only four were charged with anything.
Oh, my gosh.
And these people almost died.
Yeah.
The pictures were horrific. A half to two-thirds of the virgin forest has now been lost.
Oh, man.
And when I say virgin forest, again, these are trees that are 100 to 500 years old. This is a forest that has not been taken over by man. This is not some place that people hike through. And this is like untouched forest.
Ugh.
It is virgin forest.
That's sad.
Now, IKEA, bless their hearts, I don't want to, bad. They say that 98% of their wood is gotten by a sustainable harvest.
Mm-hmm.
But 60% of their wood comes from Eastern Europe, Russia, and Romania, where they're harvesting illegally.
Mm.
So how can they say that?
Right.
How can they say, no, it's all good? If you go to IKEA, look around.
Mm-hmm.
You will find nothing that says where this stuff is coming from,
no.
how it's being taken sustainably,
uh-huh.
and even IKEA-owned land is being logged without permits.
Mm.
Sometimes it takes years to get permits.
Mm-hmm.
They've been logging for, like, on this one property that they were looking at, they've been logging for 5 years without a permit.
Oh, my.
5 years without a permit. It absolutely breaks my heart.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It breaks my heart. You know, I love the easy to put together furniture and the cool little knickknacks and tchotchkes and their pricing really isn't that bad.
Right.
But the fact that they are destroying so much to do this breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And I get mad at people,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. in general. Because, you know, supply and demand. If the demand wasn't there, they wouldn't have 25,000 square foot showroom.
Right. Right.
They would have a little, like a Target.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why do you have to have 25,000 square feet? And why are we as consumers so hungry to consume?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to have the newest, the shiniest, the latest and greatest? I don't understand that.
I don't either.
I mean, I'm sorry I'm on my soapbox. I guess I should have warned y'all ahead of time. This is my soapbox.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. I just don't understand why. When we have so much... So, I needed a headboard. I've been needing a headboard for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I finally found one. I mean, when I say a long time, it's been years and years and years, and probably been about 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Needed a headboard. I finally found one. I waited because I wanted it to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I got it off of Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, you find some awesome stuff there.
$20.
What?
And it's metal.
Oh, nice.
It's pewter. It's gorgeous.
Nice.
Beautiful, beautiful. $20.
Wow.
I know.
Wow,
I know.
That's great.
And it is exactly what I wanted. I love it.
Wow.
I love it. And it was local, so I didn't drive very far.
Uh-huh.
I drove 10 minutes.
Nice.
I know.
Nice.
I know. I don't understand. These forests can't be replaced. Can we grow new trees? Yeah, we can grow new trees, but then they're chopping them down as soon as they're big enough to produce anything.
Right, exactly.
These trees are not maturing, and we need trees.
Yes, we need trees.
We need trees and plants and forests. Look what it's doing to animals
mm-hmm.
that lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Why? So we can have another shelving unit to put more crap in?
Right.
Really?
Right.
It just absolutely fries me.
That's terrible.
I know. And I don't mean to... I do not understand. I really, really don't. Let's keep building bigger houses to put more crap in
uh-huh.
and buy more furniture and storage stuff to store our crap in. It does not make any sense to me.
No, me neither.
The property that I looked at the other day had a house on there. I think the house was 1,400 square feet.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
Right?
Perfect.
Exactly. What? Why? Why? Mm-hmm. Why? You know, my house is 2,000 square feet and there are rooms I don't use.
Mm-hmm.
What in the actual heck?
Right.
Stop it. It's... We just get it into our heads that this is what we need to do. Everybody else is doing it.
Right.
Everybody else is. Look at the Joneses. We got to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
They just bought it. They just got a new IKEA couch. They just got a new IKEA storage unit, right?
Right.
I mean, come on. It just fries me. But I'm sorry. I had to go on a rant for a little bit. Had to go on a rant because this article broke my heart.
Yeah.
Broke my heart. So I'm going to end. I'm going to stop. Y'all know how I feel. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you agree? Do you not agree? Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I am just looking at this all wrong. Maybe we should just say, what the heck, you know? World's going to hell in a handbasket anyway. Who cares? Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't agree. But,
well, you know, reclaimed stuff could be really beautiful. I was watching a TV show just today on Discovery Plus. It's, they're talking about decorating rooms. Each episode is a different room. And they show their favorite designers how they had designed these specific rooms.
Cool.
And today the one I watched was about a dining room. And this designer, she had designed her own dining room. And she had this humongous farm table.
Hmm.
I mean, it was huge, really, really big table. And it was reclaimed. And it was the most beautiful table
wow.
I have ever seen. And
wow.
she had just found this table and then just sanded it down and restained it. And it was gorgeous.
And
gorgeous.
So many of these older pieces They're sturdy. They're mm-hmm. built to last.
Right. And well, like what she said, I love this piece because it's already been loved on.
Yeah. That's you know? The best part.
She's, you know, her kids are not afraid to do crafts on it yep. and things like that because, like she said, it's already been loved on. So yeah. you're not going to hurt it.
Right.
And so right. why not use the reclaimed stuff?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, that's going to bring us to what is hot in Arizona. If you've ever been to my house, which you probably haven't because I don't invite people over, I have a lot of antiques. I love antiques.
Mm-hmm.
I love them because they've been loved on.
Yep, exactly.
They have stories to tell.
Yep.
They withstand the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a desk that, I mean, the pieces that I do have are over 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes I got them at garage sales. Mm-hmm. I have a beautiful library table. I got it for, I don't know, I think I got it for like $50 at a garage sale.
Mm.
It's an old library table. I took it to have somebody refurbish it.
Mm-hmm.
They asked me what I paid, and I said $50. And she told me, she says, I'll give you $250 for it right now. I was like, nope. I just love this table. It's fabulous. Someplace we have here in Arizona, with two locations, super fun, Brass Armadillo Antiques Mall.
Yeah, I've never been to one of those.
Oh my gosh, you have to make sure you have hours.
Yeah.
To go, because they're big.
Uh-huh.
But these, first off, they're like each little individual shops, all these little stalls,
okay.
right?
Uh-huh.
So, first off, I like it because these are things that are previously used. We're not making brand new.
Uh-huh.
We are repurposing.
Right.
Secondly, each of these little stalls is an individual.
Uh-huh.
So, this person who has accumulated these antiques acquired them from wherever
mm-hmm.
in their travels and journeys. They rent the little stall and they sell out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you are helping to not let these things end up in a landfill.
Right.
Plus you're helping this person put food on their table
right.
by buying from them.
Yeah.
I went the other day because, again, I'm looking for certain pieces. I don't just go to buy things. When mm-hmm. I shop with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I went looking for three pieces, actually. I found one and a half. One and a half meaning the half was something I could make do, but I'm going to wait until I really find the one I want.
Right.
It was nice, but was not exact.
Uh-huh.
And yes, I do have patience when it comes to stuff like that. Like with my headboard. Yes, I waited years. Because I wanted the right one.
Right.
So this certain piece I'm looking for, I want the right one. I'm willing to wait. I have something right now that's doing its job, but I just don't like it. It does need to be replaced. And I found a bar cart that I was looking for, which I will probably go back for.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually like a baking cart.
Oh, uh-huh.
But it would be perfect under this windowsill
uh-huh.
for herbs.
Mmm.
Because the sun comes, just yeah. kind of glistens in, and then it wouldn't get like a lot of direct
right.
sun.
Right.
And it could be in the house, and I could water it and love it and take care of it.
Yeah.
And the microgreens and, you know, all that uh-huh. good stuff. Plus a little bit of storage on the bottom of this.
Nice.
And it rolls around.
Mm-hmm.
I can move it.
Yeah.
Wonderful. The Brass Armadillo is set up in a way that it names off Phoenix streets.
Mm.
So you go down with all these, you can go down Thunderbird with all these little antique stalls, and it's just beautiful, beautiful stuff. It's not broken down stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is quality stuff.
Right.
Some of it breaks your heart because you're in an antique mall and you're looking at something that you had growing up, and you're like, ugh.
How is that an antique?
I'm an antique. There was also stuff that I looked at and I went, oh my gosh, was that what I donated to Goodwill? Because that looks a lot like mine. Like a lot like mine. So sometimes you gotta be careful not to buy your own stuff back. You know, you look at it and then nostalgia hits and you're like, why'd I get rid of it? But I love these antique malls. It's nice. It's big. It's air conditioned. Lots of people there to help you.
Nice.
If you want something, they'll handle it. They'll take it out for you. They got it. They got their little shopping carts. You want some help? We'll help you. Everything under the sun you could ever imagine is there.
Cool.
Everything under the sun. You want baseball cards? They got it. You want jewelry? They got it. China, plenty of China. Corningware? Mm-hmm. That's where you go for your Corningware.
Yeah.
All this stuff, the furniture is beautiful. They've got tools. They have this one little stall that I had one of my sons with me. I couldn't get him out. Couldn't get him out. They had so many tools. Really cool stuff. Toolboxes. The furniture is, some of it is just absolutely stunning. And the prices are very reasonable for what you're looking for.
Nice.
And the quality that you're getting.
Uh-huh.
Again, it really, it's not going to fall apart tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is some sturdy stuff.
That's awesome.
It was absolutely beautiful. So instead of running out to buy your press board illegally harvested, put together yourself furniture, try buying it used.
Yeah.
There's plenty of them on Facebook Marketplace. Lots of IKEA stuff. Cheap. Just get it used. Or head on over to the antique mall. Brass Armadillo really is. I love the way it's curated. It is absolutely fantastic. People are super cool. And if you go online or if you check with them in the store, they have like little specials and stuff, which is really cool. Some of the little stalls will have sales.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely check into that.
Awesome.
The one in Phoenix is at 12419 North 28 Drive. You can see it right there off I-17. It's right near Cactus. It's an older one.
Mm-hmm.
It's an older one, but it is still a lot of fun. Then there's the one in Goodyear at 13277 West McDowell. It is McDowell and Dysart.
Mm.
And it is right next to Lowe's. Super fun. And it's got an old police car out front.
Oh.
Yeah, like really old. Like Andy Griffith old.
Cool.
Like, yeah. Totally cool. Totally cool. A lot of fun. Beautiful, beautiful stuff that, you know, save it from the landfill. Don't just keep buying new stuff.
Yeah.
Head on over to the antiques mall. Again, these things have stories with them, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Maybe you don't. Maybe they don't tell you the story, but you know it's there.
Yeah.
Make up your own. But that's all I got. Sorry I was on my high horse, but yeah, that's all I got. So I hope that everybody has a wonderful week. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hot in Arizona. You can see all the great places that we go to. And you can follow me, Scarlett, HeartPrinceAZ on Instagram.
And me, Kelly, Healthy Heart and Happy Soul on Instagram. And my webpage, healthyheartandhappysoul.health.blog.
Excellent. Everybody have a great week.
Bye.